White-tailed deer signify wildlife in Kentucky, similar to zebras in Africa or kangaroos in Australia. We see wild Kentucky when we see deer. A male deer is a buck, a doe is the female, and the young are called fawns. Kentucky was once a white-tailed wilderness, but during the days of westward settlement and unregulated hunting, the deer population was practically wiped out.
At the turn of the 19th to the 20th century, and for the first part of the 20th century, we only had about 1,000 deer left in the entire state.
David Yancey is a deer biologist with the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Deer can be pretty long-lived. They can live to be 10 to 15 years old.
These deer are not Bambi. The true tale of whitetails is vastly different from the storybook. White-tailed deer are a keystone herbivore. Deer eat leaves, seedlings, acorns, and other natural fruits, and depending on how much they eat, they can destroy the habitat for themselves and for other animals. With the absence of wolves and mountain lions as in days past, hunting is the primary means to keep deer populations under control.
They do their best when they're at about half of what the land can support. And we have tried to hold our deer herd there, which is why we don't really like to see anything more than about 25 to 30 deer per square mile.
The underside of a deer's tail is white, hence the name. When they're alarmed or they're running away, deer flash this white tail as a warning to other deer. Also here at Salado are elk. Elk and deer are both in the same family.
Deer tend to be a more secretive species than elk.
Dr. Tina Brunges heads Kentucky's deer and elk program.
After a doe has her fawn, she will almost immediately leave it. She will find a safe place, and she will go feed and go about her business, and she will come back to that fawn several times a day to feed it. And until those fawns are old enough to really follow her, they spend most of their time alone, because their best defense is to stay hidden, to be still.
An adult buck in Kentucky will weigh 180 pounds. Bucks grow antlers every year, they fall off in winter, and begin to regrow by April. Deer can run at speeds of 35 to 40 miles per hour. They can jump 8 feet high and 25 feet across. Currently, this animal is in the sights of over 250,000 hunters across our state.
Kentucky's kind of interesting in that we are like fifth in North America in the number of trophy whitetails taken. People are starting to take note of that, hunters are, and we're becoming a destination state for people that like to travel around various states to go on deer hunting trips.
At last estimate, deer hunting in Kentucky has an economic impact of $409 million every year. Just a moment ago, we touched on the fact that fawns can fool predators. To hear more about this amazing survival technique, press the pound key now on your Animal Tracks wand.